Hello, my name is Rachel Leibowitz, and I've got two books out with a third coming out in March of next year, 2013. And I'm going to be reading from my book that's upcoming, which is called Cottonopolis. And it is a book of prose and found poems about the Industrial Revolution and the links between the cotton industry and slavery. So the first poem that I'm going to read is about many things, but the only thing that you really need to know for sure is a reference to Ludd's arsenal, is a reference to the Luddites, and there were rumors after 1812 that they had buried their weapons underground and they would be digging them up and using them for future insurrections. The whole book is composed as a series of museum exhibits, and this one is called Exhibit 7, Clawed Earth. There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. Clouds, clouds, raven, rook, but below, why 'tis invisible. And muck misers creep out with their bulging bags of dirt. They pull apart privies and leave night soil behind, gaslight pale upon these slimy streets. Now under the surf, sharks and slaves shimmer of black into the deep, and on deck, biscuits so full of vermin they move by themselves, and sailors so far away on this vast sea as to be forgotten, and miners so far down as to be lost, little moles with stiff, stiff paws. And those who are found are taken out and laid in turf, their mouths to the fresh churned earth. And newspapers say not of explosions should readers be disturbed. Hush, hush, pillow of white paper. There is a generation whose teeth are as swords and their jaw teeth are as knives to devour the poor. But there are mutterings on the moors. And in the public houses, men stare into their pints and are passed over, and Ludd's arsenal is hidden thus, deep amongst the quiet roots. But sword, pike, gun, knife, 'twill all be used again. The next two poems I'm going to read are about the sailors working in the slave ships. And the first one, what you need to know is that crimps was the name for basically labor agents whose job it was to use trickery to sneak sailors onto slave ships, because it was such a dangerous enterprise. The only real way you could get them was by tricking them, pretending that they owed money to a landlord or to a prostitute, and then saying that if they didn't have the money, they would have to work on a slave ship. So there was just, crimps were the labor agents, and they were in line with landlords and of pubs and prostitutes. Exhibit 12, bottle. The bottle is empty, but if you hold it up to your nose like this, you'll smell the rum still. Take a whiff. Come, bring on the crimps and the sodden whores. He swore it was the best he'd drunk in all of Liverpool. His hand was cupped round her slack tit. She kissed it into his wet mouth. No nursery, but a grave for seamen. Yellow-eyed seamen spill semen into odorous black. Pox, dengue, guinea worm, yaws, the bloody flux. Lick the dew off the captain's hen coops. There's water there. Don't you wish for a bottle of rum? Let us drink to the rot and the rotting souls of men. A lot of the sailors in the slave ships were abandoned in the West Indies. So the sick and dying slave ship sailors were abandoned, and this one is about that. Exhibit 13, Cask. Scow bankers, beach horners, wharfingers, they haunt every port, brown gummed and blind, spewing black blood. Bruises, splotches of ink on gray paper. Gone the mouth, gone the legs, gone the sunburnt nose. Walk down this green road. I'll know thee by thine eyes. The foghorn blows. Mercy men unload barrels, shovel sugar, heave cotton bales. And in Bridgetown, Kingston, Rousseau, sailors shiver and sweat. They huddle under derricks, hands curled over rotting toes. Crawl into this empty cask, sugar grit against the skin. Everything is green here, sweet sop trees, hibiscus for your true love's hair. The fog lifts. Heave away, boys. Heave away. And the last poem that I will do is more of a dramatic monologue in the voice of a factory woman in Manchester. And there's a reference to many people on Kersal Moor, which was a demonstration that took place with about 300,000 people for a parliamentary and social reform. Exhibit 18, Painting, A View of Manchester from Kersal Moor. I miss snowdrops, meadowsweet. I miss rubbing my hand against oak trees. I miss peeling off bits of bark, shredding them as I walk. I miss dogs bounding in the open air, that quick shake of their necks, those stupid drooping tongues. I miss heather's purple bloom. I miss ducking under the Irwell, the cold so fierce it made my head ache. I miss watching the horses race on Kersal Moor. I miss walking with my son. I miss him asking me what the birds were saying when they sang, him believing all I said. It's been so long, so tired, these 4 miles forever on a Sunday. But here we are, back on Kersal Moor. And from here you can count 40, 50 chimneys, all with streams of smoke. The way the smoke pours out, almost sideways in that breeze, it's like how they say the trees are near the North Sea. They just slant, leaves with specks of salt. They say it's haunting, beautiful. I don't know what the birds are saying when they sing. I never had that learning. But my cousin collected moths and mosses from this moor. He kept his findings in the wooden box by the door. When the door opened, the light shone right on that nest of fern and broken wing. We won't hear the birds now because we're here, so strong, so loud, so many, our banners flapping in this wind. But they'll come again. And next Sunday, we'll hear the larks and the buzzing bees, the sheep's bleats, the whistle of the moorland breeze, the trill of the robin, the trickle of the rill.